when he came to Marty. He had a mule, a saddle, and a 40 single action 45. And he went into business, went into the cordwood business, and then butcher shop, and then from there he went into feed business. And he acquired some land around Mart out in West Texas. Then he went into the grain business. He bought and sold corn. And he had 7 or 8 farms around Mart, and then he had farms in Dickens and Crosby County and Cochrane, West Texas. Yeah, he was just pretty good, what I'd call a pretty good businessman. He worked from daylight till after dark every day, 6 days a week, and right there in the feed store, and he applied what he made from his feed store operation and from his farming operation back into the business. He always said that philosophy, the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And when I was growing up, I'd go to the feed store, and being a kid, I liked to sit down a good bit, but he would always say, no, sit, get up, get doing something, and don't ever let a customer come in and catch you sitting down. And I know he'd make me sweep, he'd have me sweeping, and when I got through sweeping, he'd have me sweep again if nothing had happened in the meantime. And he thought you always ought to look busy doing something, and there's always plenty to do just to get with it.